come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you an apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Hey.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. So today's guest is Sundara Clark, and she is the owner of the business called Vixen Kitchen, and I love the name of the business. How
Thank
did you come up with that name?
I had a blog before I had the business, and it had Always a Vixen, Mostly a Vegan. That was the blog title.
Oh, okay.
So I just kind of parlayed that into, I liked the word, and just sounded like it rolled well off the tongue, and we're all kind of vixens in the kitchen, I think, so I thought, why not?
And now you're down there in sunny Garberville, and so it made perfect sense for you to get into the gelato business. Because,
yeah.
You know, what a great treat to have in the summertime. How did that whole thing come about for you?
My daughter was lactose intolerant when she was 1 year old, 2 year old. And so if she had ice cream, she would get rashes, didn't feel well. So I kind of was exploring different kinds of nut milks and came up with this recipe, and once I started passing it around to my friends and my family, my dad, who's a meat and potatoes, not a vegan, had it and kind of said, this is amazing, along with everybody else who already ate really, really healthy. And so I just kind of went forward from there.
So you invented the actual recipe. You're not using a base that's produced by another company.
Oh, no, I make it myself. I make everything myself. I get all the raw ingredients. And I mean, on the internet, there is recipes for different nut milk, desserts, ice creams, things like that. But this is my special little formula that I put on my special little way. All my ingredients are totally 100% unprocessed. I mean, there's cacao powder, and that's a little bit processed. But really, it's all whole foods. There's no gums, no carrageens, no nothing.
No things that you can't pronounce.
Exactly,
on the, on the carton.
Right on the label. It says ingredients a six-year-old can pronounce.
And that's important.
Whenever I'm demoing or I'm in a grocery store talking to people, I always tell them everything in here is available at the store.
And so you started getting other people to taste this, and it sounds like it really stands up in flavor to ice cream. So if you really were an ice cream person, you may choose to eat this just because it tastes so good.
Sure. I've had many people try it and go, oh, that's really good. I just love ice cream. And I, after they had a whole cone, and I go, well, that wasn't really ice cream. And they're shocked. I mean, really, people are going, wow, I like ice cream, but I like this better. The response I'm getting is really fabulous.
Is gelato, by definition, is it something that doesn't have dairy in it?
No. Gelato, by definition, is a denser form of a frozen dessert using milk and egg yolks and sugar. But with gelato, they churn it a lot slower, and so there's less air into it. So if you hold a pint of gelato or a pint of ice cream, you're going to get a lot more weight from gelato. There's a lot less air, and you also serve it a lot warmer. So that's why it's a little creamier on the tongue.
Okay.
And by definition, I was told, because it's not cream, by definition, ice cream has to have butterfat. And mine has no butterfat. So I decided, you know what, I use a gelato machine. And my product is really, really premium, which is another definition of gelato. So I just decided to call it gelato because that, by definition, is a little more ambiguous. And it really fits the product a lot better. It is served a little bit warmer than ice cream, and it's a lot denser than ice cream.
And now, how did you come up with some of the different flavors? I'm imagining you kind of experimenting and then trying this out on friends and then, you know, getting their feedback and tweaking the recipes a little bit.
I started last summer at the farmer's market and in Garberville, and I had about four flavors. And people would come up and say, well, what about, chai? That would be really good. And then I would, let me try that. And then I just kind of played around with different spices, and pumpkin pie is one I do for the holidays. I'm still exploring many flavors. I have like eight new flavors.
So now how about incorporating local products into your ice cream? Because that's something that you have started to do.
Yeah. I try to use, you know, as much local as I can, mostly for the farmer's market stuff. The basic staples are like chocolate and vanilla, and we unfortunately don't have vanilla farms.
Those are kind of tropical things.
Yeah, and the cashews. But for farmer's market, I do try to do local ones. I've done a lemon one. I've done a basil one, all stuff growing locally. There's a peach farmer who was coming to the market, and I would trade peaches for a gelato.
What is your operation like? Like, how much do you make at a time? When you make a batch, how much is that?
I have a huge blender, and that one makes about 13 pints at a time. And then my gelato maker makes about 7 pints. So it only takes about 7 to 8 minutes in the gelato maker. So I kind of fill up big 3-gallon containers, and I'll put a bunch of those in the refrigerator. And then throughout the day, I'll just put them in the machine and just kind of put them in the pints. And usually takes about 2 people to work it really well, the line.
How many employees do you have right now?
Well, I'm getting 2 employees right now. I've been about a month all family. My husband and I have been in there. And luckily, I'm actually training a new person who's going to be making it. And I have a new person who's going to be doing a few hours a week marketing and helping me with the business end of it, too.
Yeah, that's great, because you're just getting this up and going. And you're kind of mostly, you can buy these products here in like the Humboldt Bay region.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have a lot of places down south of us that you offer these
products. Down to Willits and Laytonville so far, and up to McKinleyville is my range. But I do have, big dreams. And I'm going to have a few employees to get it done. Uh-huh. But I think it's in my reach, and I just have to keep, crossing things off my list and writing more lists.
Well, you have a pretty amazing logo and look to your site.
Thank you.
And how did that come about? Did you use somebody local to make that design for you?
Yeah, the whole logo idea was a couple different people. My husband and I kind of helped with the designer, went over and did the labels, and she and I collaborated mostly online. I had met her through in San Francisco, and right now I have a local graphic designer. My husband and I have just been kind of working with this new designer, and yeah, I had a local guy do the website, and actually traded. He worked for the Emerald Magazine. And so he said, hey, if you do some ad time, I'll design your website. So just trying to do as much bartering as we can. The guy who does my signs for my tables and my booth, he trades for gelato. He's a friend, and he goes,
we'll work for gelato.
Yeah, totally. He's like, I don't want any more money.
Trying to figure out what I could do for you to get some gelato. This sounds like a good operation.
I'm always happy to barter. I think it's really fun, and least amount of money transactions, the better, I think.
So what are some of the challenges with running a business out of Garberville? I mean, you had to come a long ways up here just this interview.
Yes. The biggest challenge right now is space, because I just got my own kitchen down there in the little Ray's parking lot, kind of mini mall complex there. And I don't have a walk-in freezer. I have some true double doors. But for my expansion, I need a walk-in freezer. So if anyone out there has a walk-in freezer space, cold storage needed. Because I just built this pretty nice kitchen, which also could be a retail spot. That's another kind of idea I'm playing with, is having that be a gelato coffee kind of spot to stop in, because it's a perfect location for that. But the walk-in freezer
Has to happen,
because I'm going to have to put pallets together for big orders. That's kind of the next thing, is to get a distribution coming through, picking up a big pallet, taking it to the city. That's kind of it. But as far as designers and, people that are creative, I think being in Garberville and Humboldt County is really great.
It's an advantage.
Sure. We just don't have a lot of space down there. But my landlord owns a lot of property in Garberville and Redway, and I just keep calling him. And that's how I got my first space, was just, the squeaky wheel. That's
me. I think in the small town sort of thing, too, sometimes works in our benefit, because everybody knows everybody. So
for
you put the word out about anything, and then eventually it comes back to you.
Yeah. I mean, we could have a cooperative freezer down there. That's what I'm thinking. There's probably other people doing this, doing something that they would need. It's a small town, and that's actually always a good thing.
Yeah. And when you talk about expansion, are you thinking ultimately Whole Foods? It seems like a perfect sort of food for them.
They're definitely on my list. I'm in Humboldt Made, and Humboldt Made did a big food buyers tour, and they came through and tried my stuff and said, sure, we want you, which they didn't have to do that, but they did. They loved it. They loved the look of it and everything. And now that's the only kind of stepping stone I have got, is the freezer space.
Great.
Yeah. It's all kind of coming together. There's a lot of crazy stuff, but it's all coming together.
Well, people are interested in your product. It seems like it appears in a lot of local stores and very handy for people to be able to get their hands on some great vegan gelato.
Definitely.
This is Jennifer Bell, and I've been talking with Sundara Clark from Vixen Kitchen.
Thanks a lot, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Grapes and the cakes. Hey, come on to my house, come on.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden, and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.